Hello, lovely people. It's Friday, finally. Happy that you're spending some time with me. If you're hyped and you're liking this rhyme with me, we'll do it again on the 10. That'd be fine by me. Hey, now, let's go. It's been an awesome week, and we're going to finish this week strong. We're starting today's show. We're going to talk about the big news on the artificial intelligence front. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is, in simple terms, technology that enables machines to mimic human intelligence. It includes a wide range of technology, though. There are personal assistants like Siri on smartphones or Alexa on devices in houses. There are self-driving cars, food-serving robots, and lots more. AI technology is rapidly evolving, and it has the potential to completely change society even more as we know it. A product launched this year called ChatGPT is grabbing headlines because of its uncanny ability to have intelligent conversations with humans, answer questions in written form, and mimic people nearly perfectly. Experts are now voicing some serious concerns. There's potential for AI to increasingly take more jobs away from people, allow students to easily cheat in school, and for people to use others' identities to spread misinformation. In some cases, AI technology is now being created to combat the problems that were caused by AI in the first place.
It's incredible innovation. At the same time, it's like opening a Pandora's box.
Which is why Edward Tien, a 22-year-old Princeton student himself, spent his winter break building GPT-0, which he says can detect whether something is likely written by a human or ChatGPT. He says teachers use it to check their students' papers.
Is this like one AI cross-checking another AI?
In a sense, yeah.
But can it spot misinformation?
Oh, okay, yeah. So as opposed to misinformation, it's more of like it can only spot if something is AI generated or human generated.
Major leaders in tech like Elon Musk, professors, and researchers are so concerned about the rapid development of artificial intelligence that they're now calling for AI labs to stop developing the technology completely for at least 6 months. They signed a letter, which is published by the Future of Life Institute, a nonprofit backed by Musk. The letter comes just 2 weeks after OpenAI announced GPT-4, an even more powerful version of the ChatGPT technology. This version was able to pass tests, create websites, even draft lawsuits. The tech leaders want experts to develop a set of protocols or rules for AI, and they said if they don't, the government needs to step in and stop it. CNN's correspondent Donnie O'Sullivan met with a professor at UC Berkeley School of Information and tried out an AI software that mimics voices to see how powerful and dangerous this technology could be.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Donnie. How are you?
Does my voice sound different to you?
Yeah, I just said that to Sinead. I said, Donnie sounds so American.
This is not actually me. This is a voice made by computer.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. There has been an explosion in fake audio and voices being generated through artificial intelligence technology.
This is an AI cloned version of Walter White's voice.
This is an AI cloned version of Leonardo DiCaprio's voice.
All you need is a couple of minutes recording of anyone's voice and you can make it seem like they have said just about anything. Even
Anderson Cooper. We've come here to UC Berkeley today to talk to Hani Farid, a digital forensic expert, about just how easy it is to put words into other people's mouths.
It's a lot of fun.
Sure.
But it's also really scary.
I think once you put aside that gee whiz factor, I don't think it takes a long time to look at the risks.
This is Wolf Blitzer. Hani Farid, you are in the Situation Room.
That sounds good. That sounds pretty good.
By uploading just a few minutes of me and some of my colleagues' voices to an AI audio service, I was able to create some convincing fakes. The technology did struggle with my Irish accent, but we decided to put it to the ultimate test with my parents.
I am about to try call my mom back in Ireland and see if I can trick her with this voice.
Yeah.
Think I'm going to be successful?
I'm nervous. I'm like my hands are.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Donnie. How are you?
Just finished shooting our story here. I'm going to the airport in a while.
There seems to be a delay in the phone, Donnie.
Can I say a quick hello to Dad?
Yep. How you doing, Donnie?
Hi, Dad.
Olga Tian.
How are you?
Good, yourself?
Just finished shooting our story here. I'm going to the airport in a while.
How are you? Oh, you come back to Geneva?
Are Kerry playing this weekend?
They're playing Taiwan Center.
My dad went on to have a conversation with the AI Dhoni about how Kerry, our home football team, had a game that weekend. Eventually, I had to come clean.
Dad, I'll give you a call better later on. Could you just put me back on to Mom for a second?
My parents knew something was off, but ultimately they still fell for it.
Oh yeah, some of it don't be bad, but it was like your voice was a little tone lower and it sounded very serious.
Yeah.
Like you were something serious today.
Because
I went, oh geez, my heart was hopping first.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, the voice is very funny. The
way
she's very funny, yeah.
All right. I'll call you later, Dad.
Okay, bye.
Is this not classic? The mom is like, something's wrong with my son. The dad's like, everything's fine.
I'd like to close out today's ceremony with a question. If you were given a choice, would you choose to have unlimited bacon but no more video games?
With fake Biden and Trump recordings going viral online, Fareed says this could be something to be wary of going into the 2024 election.
When we enter this world where anything can be fake, any image, any audio, any video, any piece of text, nothing has to be real. We have what's called the liar's dividend, which is anybody can deny reality.
With a flood of new AI tools releasing online, he says companies developing this powerful technology need to think of its potential negative effects.
There is no online and offline world. There's one world, and it's fully integrated. When things happen on the internet, they have real implications for individuals, for communities, for societies, for democracies. And I don't think we as a field have fully come to grips with our responsibility here.
In the meantime, I'll continue annoying my colleagues.
Hear this thing Anderson said.
I've been doing this a long time, and I have to say, Donny O'Sullivan is probably the best in the business.
It's incredible.
Really good.
It's very kind of him
it's really, really,
you know, you should be honored, really.
10-second trivia. The name of which of these prehistoric creatures means king of the tyrant lizards? Velociraptor, Tyrannosaurus rex, Supersaurus, or Titanosaurus? Look out, it's a T-Rex! In Greek, Tyrannosaurus means tyrant lizard, and rex means king in Latin. Our CNN 10 story getting a 10 out of 10. Who wants a T-Rex? This 38-foot-long skeleton of the tyrant lizard is going up for auction next month in Switzerland. It's the third T-Rex skeleton that's ever been found. The bones were actually found in Montana and Wyoming. If you want this 67-million-year-old T-Rex, get ready to bust out some Tyrannosaurus checks. Trinity, as its name, is expected to go for between $5 and $9 million. That's a lot of money. And you are so money, baby. I want to give a special shout out now to Inglewood Middle School in Sammamish, Washington. Rise up. Think awesome thoughts this weekend, everyone. Our thoughts influence the type of days we'll have. Those days become the weeks and months, then years that make up our lives. So how we'll be living in 5 years is determined in part by the types of thoughts we have today. Think well, everyone. And remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.